This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Sky Mornings, Moose Breezy. Congrats to our girl Shauna, who won that pair of tickets to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul, or like our friend Teresa from Gates likes to say, you got any of those Paulie Sean tickets?
Shawnee Paul, love it.
Can anyone share with us if they're still doing open enrollment for kickball, or did Breezy miss this boat? She missed the boat on this one? Because she's been giving pick me vibes for the last 25 years of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And
It all started when I was five. You know what I mean? I'm all six now. But
what it comes down to is people either want you on their team or they don't. And Breezy just wants to play kickball.
I do. I've wanted this for quite some time. And it is true when Bowling for Soup sang High School Never Ends. It really does never end. I'm not getting picked. I'm not wanted. And I have talked a lot about my group of friends that I've had for about a year now, all lesbians, the lesbian soiree, we love them. They're all on a kickball team. They're all on multiple kickball teams, if I'm being honest. And I really looked at them and I was like, this is my in. This is it.
Why?
And I think that this is how we're going to maybe get in, hopefully. I've always wanted to play kickball. I know it's huge here in Rochester. And I can't believe I've lived in this city genuinely for the past 7 years. Like, literally on Park Ave and never done it. I've always gone to the after parties at the bars that are sponsoring said teams.
Yeah.
But
so you've always had this drive to want to play kickball. You just never done it.
I just never put myself on a team.
But now that there's a team that is strictly just lesbians, you want
on
that
team. Well, not strictly lesbians. They're all on different teams. But so that's what I'm saying. My chances are great. They're on
Ask them to help you out.
I'm like nervous a little bit.
First of all, let's talk about this for a second. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your athletic ability when it comes to playing kickball?
I don't know. I've never had the chance. You know what I mean? I can't say. I don't want to incriminate myself. So I can't confirm nor deny that I would be a superstar, but that's for you to find out.
585-252-9800. If you are playing kickball, if there's room for our girl Breezy on your team, call us and let us know. I miss playing kickball.
Yeah.
I used to play a lot. We had the fall league, and then we did winter league. Yeah, we used to play in the snow.
Indoors?
No, outside. We used to play in the snow. And then we had summer league, which was just the competition. You don't mess around. It was out of this world. Yeah, you show up with a cooler or a beer, but you still take it seriously.
Yeah.
We want to win.
I really want to do it.
Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is Breezy's friend, Jen America.
Jen America.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, but you're going to kind of be mad at me, Breezy, because absolutely not. I'm sorry. You know how serious our recreational sports are. We're D1 kickball players, and I'm sorry, you're just not. You're just not. Honey.
You don't even
so
know.
Sorry.
You don't even know. You don't know my abilities.
You're going to get roasted if you cannot make it to first base at all. Are you prepared for that, to get roasted by a bunch of lesbians?
I don't think so.
There's no way she could be as terrible as my buddy Derek when we were on the kickball league one summer. This dude kicked the ball from home plate. The ball went up in the air and tagged him out before he got to first base.
Oh, that's not good, Derek. Sorry, Derek.
But, like, you guys have so much fun, and, like, I want to be a part of it. I want to be on a team.
Okay, this is what we can do, Breezy. Ready? You're going to be our kickball mascot. But that means you have to come to every game. You have to cheer us on. That might show us your commitment, you know. We can teach you some things, you know what I mean?
But right now? No, absolutely not. I'm having flashbacks to softball when I was the reserve player, when I was the team manager braiding everyone's hair. No, it's too much.
You know what I find crazy about this? Is she thinks she can just jump on a team in the middle of the season.
Rizzy, do you know what a shortstop is?
Yes, of course.
Okay, what
They're
is
They're stopping the short balls.
You're
Duh.
Stopping the short balls.
Moose, can you help me, buddy?
Yeah, a shortstop. I think it's lesbian Moose. Terminology. I don't know.
Oh my god!
Is that Moose is just as bad as me? He's not a sports guy.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Okay. I'm very athletic.
Breezy confirmed. Absolutely not.
All right. Well,
I'm putting it in our group chat. You're gonna get vetoed. I can already feel it.
Well, thanks for the call, Jen.
Love you so much.
All right, bye.
You guys.
All right. You know who might be able to help? Our engineer, Derek.
Isn't the one that got himself out, right?
No,
different Derek.
Totally different Derek. Trust me on that. No, our engineer down the hall, he plays kickball.
Yeah,
give me a second. I'll call him and ask him if you can get on his team.
Okay.
Which is probably an automatic no.
Hello?
Hey, Derek.
Hey, how you doing, Moose?
Good, man. Listen, I know you and I have had beef in the past, but... I just wanted to call and ask for a favor.
Oh, this is so classic, Moose.
So Breezy's looking to get on a kickball team, and word on the street is you play kickball, yes, on a couple of leagues around Rochester?
Yeah, I've played for quite a while.
You're on a team right now?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you like it?
Oh, man, I love kickball leagues. It's one of those things you hang out with friends, and, you know, it's competitive, but it's still one of those things that it's so much fun. You don't realize how fun kickball is until you get out of a league. Yeah, and it's really exciting, and just hanging out with friends and being in the leagues is so much fun.
Do you guys have a sponsor? Like after the games, you go somewhere like Dragonfly and they supply beer and pizza and stuff?
Yeah, we go. We normally go hang out a couple different places depending on who we're playing, mm-hmm. and depending on what team we're playing, we. Hang out with them too, but mostly just go out as a team and as a group.
Dude, this sounds like fun.
This is right in my alley.
This is right up your alley. I played kickball years ago and I had the best time because I made friends for life. All right, so listen, can you help our girl Breezy out, get her on your team?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think the roster's pretty full.
His hands are tied.
Are you kidding me?
His hands are tied.
Yeah, I think my hands are tied on this.
What? No, it's the best experience you'll ever experience, but none for Gretchen Wieners. What?
Derek, you really can't. There's nothing you can do to help our girl Breezy out?
I mean, she can sub, but there's already a lot of subs, you know? A lot of people want to do this.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
There's like a long wait list.
Yeah.
I'd have to like vet them. With people?
What?
What size foot do you have, Breezy?
I mean, I have a 10. You know what I mean?
You're size 10 in women?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we need a certain size boot, and, you know, we already have...
What the hell does that have to do with literally anything? Do you ask everyone their shoe size before they step up to the plate?
I mean, it's kickball.
Yeah.
It's kickball. We need people to be able to kick the ball from home plate.
Yeah, that's a good point, Derek. And listen, this all calculated. You know what I mean? They know what they're doing. By the way, Derek, if I come to shadow you guys, you'd be cool with that? Like for eventually maybe coming to play with you guys on your team?
Oh, yeah. Anything for you, Miss 100%.
Oh, thank you.
Are you serious? Wait, why am I like literally having deja vu of like the last one to get picked at gym class? This is so sad for me. Thanks for triggering my trauma this morning, Derek. We're going to let you go.
Yeah, dude. You know what, man? I just want to let you know that you've been a really good friend over the years. I'm going to enjoy hanging out with you in the future. But thank you so much for taking our call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Anything for you, Moose.
You guys have such a tumultuous relationship. Every time I talk about you to Moose, he's talking badly about you, but you're obsessed with him. Like, it's giving toxicity. I don't love this for you. And you know what? I would have gotten you a lot of wins on your team, Derek, and you're not willing to take a chance on the underdog, and I'm going to have to find someone else, okay?
Derek, we got to go. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, see you, bye.
You know, if there was ever a time in your life to feel like a loser, this would be it.
Thank you so much.
I don't know about some of you guys, but I am extremely excited for a number of reasons. One of them being that this city, as we know, it's a city known for its love of art and film, especially film. But the Rochester International Film Festival kicks off today at the Eastman Museum's Dryden Theater. This is one of the longest running film festivals in the world, established back in 59. I was super excited and honored to be a part of it. I think it was back in 2021 with my film Hot Ended Conversation. It's a three-day film festival, and it features dozens of short films from around the world with some really talented filmmakers. I think they're going to have a couple of features this year, but tonight the screenings begin at 7:30, and then those are going to be followed by a Q&A session with the filmmakers.
Nice.
But all the showings of the film will be at 7:30, except Saturday. They're going to do a 3 p.m. matinee. It's going to be great. I think I'm going to go to the Saturday one. Maybe I should make an influencer video of the film fest.
Yeah.
Come with me as we head to the Dryden to review 79 films.
Listen, I don't love the name of it because it sounds like you're saying the drive-in. Drive-in theater. It literally sounds like you're saying drive-in theater.
Well, they can't change it now. I mean, it's an historic building.
I have some notes, so.
The Rochester International Film Festival is going to run from the 1st today all the way up until the 3rd at the Dryden Theater. So if you want to make a donation, you can. I'm almost positive this is free to the public. So go check out the art, you know?
Pop off.
I love it. I love that they do that. Coming
Maybe
up on the show.
You'll get another movie in there soon.
That's the goal. I think it's looking pretty good. I'm working on a little something. We have local mental health therapist Bridget Lucchesi who's going to be joining us in a bit. But we got a message from Angela for a parental confidential. And it says, my 13-year-old daughter is a pathological liar and a compulsive thief.
I love it.
If your mental health therapist is available this week on your show, I'd love to hear her thoughts. Because God knows, we're not qualified to answer some of these questions.
I'm like, she's going through something.
We'll get Bridget on the phone with us. Plus, we'll get to Angela's message for parental confidential coming up next.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
My 13-year-old daughter is a pathological liar and compulsive thief.
Cute.
If your mental health therapist is available this week on your show, I would love to hear her thoughts on my message. Please help and thank you. Well, lucky for us, yes, luckily that Bridget is available. Hi, Bridget, you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
These are some tough questions that Breezy and myself are not capable of answering. Or, you know, maybe some of the listeners can offer their advice, but I just figured for something like this, we need a professional, and that's why you're here with us this morning. So I'll get through Angela's message, and then we can dive right in. Angela writes and says, hi, thanks for responding to my message. I hate to say it, but therapy has done nothing for my 13-year-old daughter but make her feel validated, like she has an excuse for her behavior. I have 4 kids. None of the other kids I've raised have ever been like this. I am at my breaking point, and I honestly am starting to resent her, and I don't know what to do because there's points where I don't want her near me. She had a food addiction and will steal any kind of food she comes across and stash it like a squirrel. At around 3, she would army crawl into the kitchen to avoid detection to steal random food to hide in her room. She has stolen in all a total of $100 from her sister and us. She has also stolen jewelry from her sister, expensive jewelry from her grandma and aunt. We're talking rings, necklaces, and she has either lost them or just given them away. When asked why she did this, she always replies with, it wasn't me. I wasn't raised that way. Mind you, she says this after we show her the video of her actually being caught red-handed. and she still denies it. What can we do? How can we get her help? And how can we protect our other three children from her and her lies? There's a lot to unpack there, Bridget.
Wow.
Yes, there is.
Bridget, we're hitting the panic button. We have no idea what to tell this woman.
Well, I mean, first of all, it is, I will say, a complicated, set of circumstances there in complex case. So I don't think the radio show today is going to give everything that this parent needs to help her child. But I'll give a little bit of guidance there in terms of, first of all, every child is different. And so I have identical twin sisters. They come from the same egg split. They look exactly like. They're completely different.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, completely, night and day. So every child is going to be different that you have, and they get a different set of genetics than the other. So we really can't compare. The other thing that I hear, the mom is, frustrated, and I can understand that. It sounds like that she's been in therapy, and her perception is that the child has been emboldened. I would, ask a couple of questions. One is, is she getting parenting tips from the therapist? Is the therapist meeting with the parents in order she can get her daughter to sign a release so that they could talk with the therapist? If there isn't a release in place, she certainly could leave the therapist the message that the therapist can't call her back, but she can listen to the message, right? And just kind of hear the concerns that the parent has. But I think also the mom needs some support because of her resentment and feelings that she has towards the child. And I would really challenge the mom with, I know this is difficult, but, it is a mental health disorder. There's a couple of different things going on there. I can't, of course, assign a diagnosis, not meeting the child, but she's saying that she has a food addiction problem and a stealing problem. So those are two different things. And, she obviously has a real strong desire in her brain that's saying, hey, go and get this food.
Right.
So this is not a behavioral issue. It's more of when you think about if your child had cancer, it's a medical condition.
Yep.
If a child has diabetes, it's a medical condition. When we look at the brains of folks that have food addiction or stealing, and we look at the brains of folks that aren't doing that, they light up very differently.
Right. Yeah,
so it is a brain. You have to think of this as an illness, a brain illness. And sometimes that helps with the resentment and the frustration is that we wouldn't have resentment, frustration, or we might be frustrated if our child has cancer or child has diabetes, but we wouldn't be resentful.
Right.
I think the mom needs some support to kind of work through that because it is very frustrating because she has the other children.
Right.
In a situation like this, do you recommend, I know her child is only 13, I think we said. Is this a situation where the daughter should go to therapy on her own, or is this something she would attend with her, one of the parents?
It sounds like the daughter is going on her own from what I could tell in the message, and that's appropriate for a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
But I think that the parents need support on how to, looks like I'm getting a call in, so let me close that out. It sounds like that the parents need support on how to deal with all of this with the family.
Right.
And also the parenting piece and how to handle those resentments, frustrations, and how to help with the therapy. So she would just need to contact the therapist and see if there's a release in place for her to help with the parents, or do they need to see someone else and then they can sign a release and the two can talk with each other.
Right.
So for example, maybe the family finds a family therapist or the parents find a therapist and the two sign a release so that they can work together collaboratively as a team. So there's lots of different ways to skin the cat, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand that this is a complex problem.
Sure.
And it's not just behavioral. Someone wouldn't think about, wouldn't go to the links that she's doing unless there's a real strong internal drive for her to do that.
Right.
She does need, and you're not going to have, five, six sessions and have this child turned around. This is going to be more of a longer term therapy that they need time to
work
through.
Years.
So she may feel emboldened right now, but that will change over time as they're working through it. So you have to think about that, too. I don't know how long the 13-year-old's been in therapy.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that either. Would you be willing to answer a question that came in from a listener?
Sure.
Similar situation, but she says, "Hi, Bridget. This is Charlotte from Henrietta. I got a 10-year-old son who's become extremely good when it comes to gaslighting. He stole my phone, made a social media account for himself. We questioned him about it. He told us his identity was stolen and had nothing to do with it.
Right.
How can I get him to start taking some accountability and stop lying?"
Consequences.
Yeah.
You know, we all kids go through a phase of lying in different times in their life, and those periods are normal. But
yeah.
I think we have to, you know, sit down and ask questions. Are they, you know, are they seeking attention? What's the drive behind it? So sitting down and saying, you know, we know these things and we know that you did it, but you're still denying it. So tell me what that's about. You know, what's going on for you? Are there other things that are, you know, going on in your life? But I think also, even if those things are going on, there's other ways to cope instead of doing this. So you are going to have a consequence for this.
Yeah.
But we also want to look at the deeper issues of what's the drive, what is causing you to do this. And if you can't talk with us, maybe it would be a good idea for you to have us go together as a family to see someone and see if we can figure this out.
Have you dealt with a lot of kids that you've been a therapist for? I don't know if you talk with children one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You do. Yeah. So have you ever noticed that there's a lot of resentment from these kids when they're being forced to come in and speak to you because they don't want to be there?
No. I would say that, you know, you can't force a kid to come to therapy.
Right.
So if they are not willing to, but I've worked with mandated clients. I've worked with people that have killed people. Okay. I've worked with people that are in jail. So
yeah.
in my history, right? And so if you can get them through the door, if they're willing to come to that first appointment, you know, the whole part of us as therapists is to learn how to engage someone, even someone that is forced to be there by law.
Got it.
So, you know, if you have a really good therapist, they will be able to engage with that child and try to help them to see how this therapy is going to be helpful. But there, you know, there is a point where I would say that it's a small percentage that come through my office that they aren't able to engage.
Right.
But there are some that just aren't willing to do the work right now, and they may do it later in their life.
Got
it.
Ahead. I just got a text in that says, "My sister's 25 and still steals from me. When do they grow up?" And I think that text speaks volume in the sense of, like, if the sister was in therapy at age 7, maybe she wouldn't have been doing it up until her, you know, adult life.
Right, right. And it's not about growing up. I mean, I don't know that situation,
right.
But it could be that there is a diagnosis for that, and there is an issue that it has to be addressed in therapy in order to overcome it.
Yeah.
And yes, you do apply consequences and you do all those things, but you also want to look for that deeper seated piece of why there's a thrill, right?
With
stealing. It's like, there's a thrill that you get to go in and go into a store and grab something and you're not caught. So
it gets addicting, I'm sure.
Go to stealing. Yeah.
Right. So, it's a niche that you constantly got to scratch.
Brain. Yeah. Right. It's not just they're bad people. They're good people that have a dysfunction that they need to work through. And so you usually can't just say, you know, stop doing that. Stop eating. Stop stealing.
Right.
That doesn't really work if, in fact, it is clinical.
Sure.
Yeah,
right. And I haven't met with these folks. You'd have to do a full assessment and see what's
Correct.
Going on. Sometimes it can be behavioral. Like, maybe you're at an age where, you know, you steal a piece of bubble gum. That's not a clinical issue. That's appropriate for your age.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get consequences and you learn from it and you don't do it again.
Well,
we're talking about someone that's, you know, habitual and continuing to do those things, which becomes clinical.
I think there's just a lot of these issues and problems that are way outside what parents are equipped to handle, which is why they need professionals. And a lot of these kids need to talk to somebody such as yourself, Bridget.
Yeah.
I do have to wrap this up. Thank you so much for coming on the air with us this morning and helping.
The other thing Well, the other thing I would say is resources. There are resources at school, so that's the first place to start.
And how can someone get a hold of you, Bridget?
They can look me up on Psychology Today, Bridget Lucchesi, and it'll direct them to my website and my phone number.
Psychology Today.
It's
always
like a phone book, if you will, for therapists.
Yes.
I love it. A local mental health therapist, Bridget Lucchesi, thank you so much for coming on the air with us this morning. We always appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, it's Peak Swine Mornings.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.